Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman and welcome to Perfect 10. And it's time to cheer because once again, we've made it to Friday. Hey, well done, everyone. But let's not celebrate too hard till we play the final quiz of the week. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Today is the 23rd of February. And it was on this day back in 1965 that the silent movie legend Stan Laurel passed away, aged 74. Along with his comedy partner, Oliver Hardy, they were, of course, Laurel and Hardy, he appeared in 34 silent shorts films, 45 sound shorts, and 27 full-length sound feature films, adding up to a total of a massive 107 movies. The famous duo embarked on UK theatre tours, and the story of those tours are told in the 2018 film, which is called Stan and Ollie. Hopefully today's questions won't leave you in another fine mess you've got me into. Well, it's time to find out because it's time for Friday's Perfect 10. Question one, as always, is your starter for a Perfect 10. The tabletop game Sabutio is based on which real-life sport? Well, hopefully that's a nice, easy question to kick off today's quiz. Question two is our hearsay round, and it's time for your final audio mystery of the week. Can you work out which very famous film series we're referring to in this clip?
Alpha Centauri.
Betelgeuse.
Sol.
Hearsay, say what you hear, and a point will be yours. Which famous film series is hidden in those sounds? Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking, and today I have a sneaky sequence. Here's a sequence of words. Fish, pass, dismiss. Which of these words could come next in the sequence? Scissors or pencils? Think about the spelling of each of those words and then see if you can complete the sequence. It's our final memory round of the week and it's Foodie Friday, so you're about to hear a recipe for something delicious. Don't forget to listen carefully as a question will follow.
We have made it to Friday, so it's Arunjay here with another delicious recipe, and today we're going to make chicken with black bean sauce. You will need 2 tablespoons of sunflower oil, 1 thinly sliced red onion, 2 sliced red peppers, 1 crushed garlic clove, 4 spring onions cut into slices, 2 seeded and finely sliced red finger chilies, 4 skinned and sliced small chicken breasts, 1 teaspoon of corn flour, 6 tablespoons of black bean sauce from a jar, 75 milliliters of water, and 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh coriander. Start by heating the sunflower oil in a large wok. Add the red onion and pepper and stir fry for 1 to 2 minutes. Then add the garlic, chili, and chicken to the onion mixture and cook over a very high heat until the chicken is sealed and tender. Add the spring onions to the wok and cook for another minute. Add corn flour, black bean sauce and water to a small bowl and whisk until well combined. Add the sauce mixture to the wok and allow to thicken slightly, then serve with rice.
Well, that sounded tasty, but I hope you were paying attention because here comes your question. How many spring onions are required for the recipe? It was all in the clip, but can you remember that particular piece of information? Time for questions 5, 6, and 7, frivolous, familiar, and fun. Here's question 5. Who hosted the 2023 British version of the reality TV show Survivor? Did you watch the show? Do you know the answer? Who was the host? Moving on now to question 6, and it's time for a meal. A carpet bag steak is typically stuffed with what seafood? Even if you don't think you know, it's definitely worth a guess. Question 7 now, and it's time for a commercial break. Which product is famously associated with the advertising slogan, "Now hands that to dishes can feel as soft as your face"? What comes next? Does that slogan sound familiar? What is the product the advert is advertising? Question 8, two in, two out, where you swap two letters in a word to make a new word. So, which two letters can you change in the word cloud, C-L-O-U-D, to make something you can hang on a wall? Look at those letters and find that word. Question 9 is, I know this, and it is First Letter Friday. Which American sitcom, which ran from 2007 until 2019, has the initials TBBT? Can you figure out that sitcom? And here we are at question 10, the final question of the day. And on Fridays, we always finish with a riddle. See if you can get your head around this. I bought a parrot from a pet shop owner who claimed it would repeat every word it heard. After 2 weeks, it hadn't repeated a single thing. But when I complained to the pet shop owner, he told me he hadn't lied about the parrot. How is this possible? Have a think and see if you can figure the riddle out. And believe it or not, there you have it. That's today's Perfect 10. Another week of brain training almost over. Get your scorecards ready. If you haven't already got one, by the way, we do a beautiful Perfect 10 scorecard. All you have to do is head on over to our website, www.perfect10.uk, to get yours. And don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss next week's questions. And follow us on social media at Perfect10Carol. Right. Let's get you some answers, shall we? 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. Did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Question 1. Today's starter for a perfect 10 was this. The tabletop game Sabutio is based on which sport? And the answer is, of course, football. Sabutio was created by Peter Adolf in 1946, and the first version of the game consisted of goals made of wire with paper nets, a ball and cardboard playing figures on bases made from buttons weighed down with lead washers. Ha! Question 2 was our hearsay round, and we were looking for a famous movie series. What was it?
Alpha Centauri.
Betelgeuse.
Sol.
Say what you hear, hearsay. Did you get the answer? It was, of course, the series. Oh, Star Wars. Yes. Question 3 was today's Carol Lateral Thinking. Here's a sequence of words. Fish, pass, dismiss. Which of these words would come next? Scissors or pencils? And the answer is scissors. The first word, fish, contains one letter S. The second word, pass, contains two S's. Dismiss contains three S's, so the next word in the sequence would need to be a word that contained four letter S's, such as scissors, S-C-I-S-S-O-R-S. Question 4 was on memory round, and we were learning how to make a very nice chicken with black bean sauce. My question, how many spring onions are required for the recipe? And the answer was 4 spring onions. We moved into the 3 F's, frivolous, familiar and fun questions. Question 5 was time for some telly. Who hosted the 2023 British version of the reality TV show Survivor? And the answer is Joel Dommett, who I spent quite a bit of time with in the I'm a Celebrity jungle back in 2016. Question 6 was a carpet bag steak is typically stuffed with what kind of seafood? And the answer is oysters. And if you've never heard of a carpet bag steak before, welcome to the club, because neither had I. Question 7 was about a famous slogan. Which product is famously associated with the advertising slogan, "Now hands that do dishes can feel as soft as your face" with fairy liquid or fairy? Fairy was first sold as a bar of soap in 1898, and the liquid version didn't come out until 1960. Question 8 was two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word cloud, C-L-O-U-D, to make something you can hang on a wall? Well, if you change the U to a C and the D to a K, you get a clock, C-L-O-C-K. Question 9 was, I know this, and as its first letter's Friday, I had an initials question for you. Which American sitcom, which ran from 2007 until 2019, has the initials TBBT? And the answer is the hugely successful The Big Bang Theory, TBBT. And finally, question 10, and it was this week's riddle. I bought a parrot from a pet shop owner who claimed it would repeat every word it heard. After 2 weeks, it hadn't repeated a single thing. But when I complained to the pet shop owner, he told me he hadn't lied about the parrot. How is this possible? Well, the answer to the riddle is the parrot is deaf. Gosh, which seems so simple when you hear the answer. And there you have it. That's another week of Perfect 10 done and dusted. And hopefully you're now feeling considerably smarter than you did just a few days ago. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and follow us across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our shows. All the bonus questions, many of which are visual, go to @Perfect10Carol. I will be back on Monday, there's no escape, with a brand new week of questions, puzzles and brain teasers. So please do join me then. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.